You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Vulnerable refugees from Eritrea and Somalia will be able to journey safely to Europe thanks to a humanitarian corridor being set up between Ethiopia and Italy. The Italian Bishops' Conference on Thursday signed an agreement with the Italian Ministry of Foreign Affairs that foresees the opening of the safe space, which will allow vulnerable people who have the right to enter Italy to avoid the so-called journeys of death, taking them across the Sahara Desert and the Mediterranean Sea as they flee persecution and violence. The news was announced by Archbishop Nunzio Galantino, Secretary-General of the Italian Bishops' Conference, as he briefed the press ahead of this Sunday's World Day of Migrants and Refugees. Galantino said the humanitarian corridor is part of the Church's project to assist refugees, and it comes to life in collaboration with Caritas and the Rome-based St. Egidio community. He said some 500 vulnerable Sudanese, Eritrean and Somali refugees currently located in camps in Ethiopia have already been identified for the safe passage. The project, which aims to save lives, comes on the heels of a similar initiative, which has already been successfully implemented by the community of St. Egidio in collaboration with the Valdesian Table, and that has seen hundreds of mainly Syrian refugees arriving in Italy with a humanitarian visa. It's a solution, St. Egidio points out, that also has the advantage of increased security because thorough checks are carried out and digital fingerprints taken. The costs these solidarity journeys by plane or boat, plus accommodation and legal assistance, will be covered by the 8 per thousand voluntary contribution tax Italians can choose to pay to the Catholic Church. Upon arrival in Italy, refugees will be able to take part in an integration program, which includes language lessons, help with finding a job, and school enrollment for children. I'm Linda Bordoni.